This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the attacker set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing late Saturday. One witness says everyone near the bomb was killed. The Islamic State group's affiliate in Afghanistan claims responsibility for the blast, killing at least 63. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Nirad Abdullah, who herself protested for months ahead of the agreement, stood outside Friendship Hall as the accords were signed. Abdullah says she is happier than she can express that moving forward, a new Sudan will be built. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Spain says a Spanish rescue boat with 107 migrants in the southern Mediterranean can sail to Spain and disembark the passengers there. Italy's interior minister told the open-armed ship to leave Italian waters and go to Spain. A spokeswoman for the Spanish humanitarian group says the organization is not willing to sail to Spain given the emergency situation that they are experiencing on the boat. From Washington, this is VOA News. Security was heightened and arrests made as right-wing groups and counter-protesters challenged one another Saturday in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters militia group were the first to gather, some wearing body armor and helmets. But they were met by black-clad, helmet and face mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters. Authorities seized weapons, including metal and wooden poles, bear spray, and shields from several groups. More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were at the rally that drew people from all over the country. Early Saturday, President Trump tweeted that Portland is being watched very closely. I'm Mike Hempen.
More than 100,000 people are holding another day of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong amid increasingly severe warnings from the Beijing authorities. Bonnie Leung is a protest organizer.
We would like to say that Hong Kong people will soldier on until our five demands be heard and responded by the Hong Kong government. And if Beijing's and Hong Kong's tactic is to wait for our campaign to die down, they are simply dead wrong.
Activists and police have clashed over the past 10 weeks, but this weekend's rallies have so far been peaceful. The protests were sparked by an extradition bill, which has since been suspended by the Hong Kong government. China, which has built up security forces in nearby Shenzhen, has likened the protests to terrorist activity. A study by the UN Children's Fund finds more than 500,000 Rohingya refugee children in Bangladesh's Cox's Bazar are not learning the life skills they need to prepare for their future or to protect them from present-day abuse and exploitation. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya children have been languishing in squalid, overcrowded refugee camps in Cox's Bazar for 2 years. Ever since a mass exodus of 745,000 refugees fleeing persecution and violence in Myanmar began. The UN Children's Fund reports more than 250,000 children up to age 14 are receiving a non-formal education, while more than 25,000 others are receiving none. UNICEF and partners have provided learning to more than 190,000 Rohingya refugees in more than 2,000 centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A massive fire has swept through a slum in the capital of Bangladesh, Dhaka, leaving thousands of people homeless. At least 1,200 tin shacks were destroyed in the slum. Many homes had plastic roofs, which helped the flames spread. No deaths have been reported. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.